This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Ordeal by Innocence by Agatha Christie, read by Hugh Fraser. If I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me. I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that thou wilt not hold me innocent. Job. Chapter 1. It was dusk when he came to the ferry. He could have been there much earlier. The truth was, he had put it off as long as he could. First, his luncheon with friends in Redkey. The light, desultory conversation. The interchange of gossip about mutual friends. All that had meant only that he was inwardly shrinking from what he had to do. His friends had invited him to stay on for tea, and he had accepted. But at last the time had come when he knew that he could put things off no longer. The car he had hired was waiting. He said goodbye and left to drive the 7 miles along the crowded coast road, and then inland down the wooded lane that ended at the little stone quay on the river. There was a large bell there which his driver rang vigorously to summon the ferry from the far side. "You won't be wanting me to wait, sir?" "No," said Arthur Calgary.